Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 9, 1804, day 119 of the expedition. Camped after 15.5 miles on a sandbar. We can't identify exactly where this campsite is in reference to a present landmark. It is apparent that the river is easier to navigate here than it was on the lower Missouri, where the timber on the shore and snags in the river were a great impediment. The Corps seems to be more at ease in this part of their journey. Now the view from the boat presents long vistas and open prairie, filled with wild animals. Captain Clark writes,
"Set out at sunrise and proceeded on. Past the head of the island on which we camped, past three sand and willow islands, the sandbar so numerous it is not worth mentioning. The river, shallow. Came to and camped on a sandbar in the middle of an island. Captain Lewis went out to kill a buffalo. I walked on shore all this evening. After the boat landed, I directed my servant York with me to kill a buffalo near the boat, from a number then scattered in the plains. I saw at one view near the river at least 500 buffaloes, those animals having been in view all day feeding in the plains on the larboard side. Every copse of timber appears to have elk or deer. Drier killed 3 deer. I killed a buffalo, York 2, and Reuben Fields 1. Captain William Clark, September 9, 1804.
Some historians say Sergeant Whitehouse helped write the journal entry for today and that it disagrees somewhat with the captain's notes. Whitehouse wrote, "halted at the lower end of a sandbar." Clark wrote, "came to and camped on the lower end of a sandbar." They must have had editors in those days, too. Captain Lewis wrote a very short geological description of a spring that looked like and tasted like molasses. Tomorrow, a 45-foot petrified fishbone.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.